Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Inilunsad ng Australian Multicultural Foundation ang web app na hinihikayat ang ligtas at angkop na paggamit ng internet sa mga bahay sa Australia. Maaaring ma-download ang app sa 17 wika kabilang ang Arabic, Somali, Chinese, Hindi, Turkish at Vietnamese. Ang Cyber Parent ay binuo upang maturuan ang mga magulang kung paano malalaman ang gawain ng kanilang mga anak online at sa social media. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Peggy Guacamelas na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Ang ideya at mungkahi para sa app ay bunga ng ilang mga naganap na community workshop at isang pilot program na pinangasiwa ng Australian Multicultural Foundation. So naganap na workshop, tinalakay ng mga dumalo ang kaligtasan sa paggamit sa internet o online safety at kung paano ang pinakamahusay na pamamaraan na ma-monitor ang mga paggamit o kilos ng mga anak sa internet. Sinusuri ng app ang internet mismo, ang social media at ilan sa mga website at ang ginagamit ng mga kabataan at mga app na ginagamit ng mga kabataan tulad ng WhatsApp, Twitter at Telegram. Ayon sa Australian Multicultural Foundation Executive Director Has Delal, napag-alaman sa mga naganap na workshop na maraming mga magulang ang nais matutunan kung paano o ano ang pinakamahusay na pamamaraan upang matulungan ang kanilang mga anak sa paggamit ng internet o manavigate ang mundo ng online.
We felt that, look, parents are obviously anxious about the risks the internet poses and want to protect their children from dangerous materials or unwanted contact, such as online grooming, cyberbullying, and radicalization. And we also felt that, you know, if you wanted to deal with these issues or these behavioral issues or problems that may arise from the use of internet, and don't get me wrong, I mean, it's obviously a wonderful tool and there is so much benefit in it, but also we was, you know, undoubtedly it was necessary to be aware of some of the risks and dangers of the internet as well.
Ayon kay Has Delal ng Australian Multicultural Foundation, layunin ng app na mag-develop ng mga protocol, pamamaraan o teknik pang komunikasyon at kasanayan at kaalaman para sa mga magulang at mga praktikal na tip tulad ng kahulugan ng ilang mga acronym na ginagamit ng kanilang mga anak.
And there's about a set of 80 different acronyms that they use online. So I've actually made that available for parents, you know, things like TOS, meaning parent over shoulder, or PIR, parent in room. So the families are really excited about that one. That was probably the most popular section of the app, is to get a hold of those acronyms.
Kinakailangang matuto ng tubong sumaling Australianong ina na si Lila Seek kung paano gamitin ang internet na madalas ginagamit ng kanyang mga anak. Anya, hindi madaling alamin ang pagkilos at gamit ng mundo sa mundo ng online. Ngunit sinisiguro niya na gawing prioridad ang pag-monitor sa paggamit ng kanyang anak na lalaki.
So I sit with him, so I do my work next to them while they playing game or they getting access. And at the same time, I have a chat with them how it's important to be aware what resource they are looking or if someone bullying him to come to tell me and show me if he chat with someone, who is that person, what age it is.
Ikinatuwa naman ang kanyang 12 taong gulang na anak na si Ibrahim Abdullah ang mga tulong o opinyon ng kanyang ina sa paggamit ng internet.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing because then you won't be bad in the future or change an attitude. And if your parents help you, it would help you be a better person.
Ayon kay Federal E-Safety Commissioner Julie Imam Grant, mahalaga na maging aktibo ang mga magulang sa gawain ng kanilang mga anak online mula batang edad.
We're now growing up with a generation of children as young as 2 and 3 swiping the iPad, and that's the time we should start having those conversations about the digital do's and don'ts. So if we start those conversations early and build expectations with our kids that we are going to be engaged in their online lives, then that sets them up for much more guidance and resilience in the future when they go on major social media platforms at the age of 13 and beyond and potentially face that digital online onslaught of cyberbullying, potential sexting, and image-based abuse.
Ayon sa Australian Multicultural Foundation, habang dapat ituring na positibo ang pinagmulan o tinubo ang lahi, relihiyon o kultura ng isang individual, mayroong mga bagay-bagay na maaaring magbigay daan upang maging vulnerable ang mga kabataan sa diskriminasyon, isolation at cyberbullying. Ayon sa eSafety Commissioner Julie Imam Grant, dapat seryosohin ang usaping ito.
Unfortunately, we've seen a decided lack of online civility in everyday life on social media these days. So you do see the contours of misogyny, of racism, and particularly those who are more vulnerable. We want to make sure that we're giving them the tools to not only protect their voices online, but to help them promote their voices online.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.